Hey guys, Rob here from the Big Red Express. It is Valentine's Day, so I want to wish a happy Valentine's Day to my special lady, my fiance, Katie. I love you so much. I would not be the same if it wasn't for you, and I could go on forever, but I am so excited to say that she's in my life, and I will tell everyone that she's in my life, and she is the most amazing person in my life. Moving forward, guys, happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there listening. It is Wednesday, February 14th. A lot of things are going on. Dave Castro released a statement yesterday, and we're going to go right into that in here in just a minute. But first, got to give a big shout out to all the people that listen to this podcast and that really put forth an effort to help us support the podcast, whether it's you guys that like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, all the social medias, or whether you just subscribe to this podcast to listen to every single episode. We appreciate you and we love you. This is the season of love, supposedly. So thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast and everything you do. And keep supporting the podcast. Keep downloading. Keep sharing. Keep doing whatever you're doing because it's helping us out and we love you for it. Man, what a week it has been. It's been a very relaxing week. A lot of people are getting ready for the Open. The Open really starts in about a week or so, guys. So the Open is coming up just a couple weeks away from the CrossFit Open 2018. I know the numbers are kind of down this year, but hopefully things will kind of rev back up as we approach closer to the CrossFit Open. But guys, I don't know about you, but if you are looking for a good date spot for your special someone, head on over to Burrito Perdido in Chesapeake, Virginia, and man, give them a shout out. They got the new queso, and let me tell you, you've had queso from Moe's, I'm sure. You've had queso from Chipotle, I'm sure. You have never tasted queso until you tasted the new queso at Burrito Perdido. Go check them out. They're located on Cedar Road in the Sunoco gas station, right across from that Hardee's on Cedar Road in Great Bridge. Man, if you're in the Hampton Roads area, go out of your way to head on over to Burrito Perdido. They are incredible. And of course, try out that new queso. You will not be sorry that you did. All right, so going forward and looking at this as a whole, and man, Dave Castro dropped a bombshell yesterday. Someone asked him from CrossFit Games, and I'm pretty sure they posted it back on Facebook. That's how I saw it. They asked Dave Castro, hey, what can we expect from the Open this year? And this is what he had to say.
I think people believe they've figured out the format and the possibilities of what we do in the Open. And there's this imaginary perimeter that contains everything we've done in the past in the Open. This year, we've taken that perimeter and essentially demolished it. And we're going all outside of it. I think people should be prepared for the unknown and the unexpected.
Man, strong words from Dave Castro. Not really, though. I mean, he didn't really give any hints. He didn't really give anything, you know, any real clues as to what is next for the CrossFit Games or what is next for the CrossFit Open. I didn't see anything when it comes to what could be coming next. It was a very open-ended question. It was a very open-ended answer. But I think it's going to expand across the next couple of weeks. And when people are thinking, oh, crap, he's doing something that he's never done before. Oh, dang, he's going to be, you know, throwing something at us that we've never seen before. You know what? There's nothing different from this CrossFit Open than the past 7 or 8 CrossFit Opens. It's the same concept of, hey, be ready to not know what's coming. He said there's this like little perimeter. You heard him just a minute ago. There's like this little perimeter of things that could happen, and people have gotten so comfortable of what's inside that perimeter. He said that they created a new perimeter and that everything is going to be outside the original perimeter. So expect the unknown and the unexpected. Isn't that what CrossFit is? Dave, you got to give us a little bit more to freak us out a little bit more. Because right now, people are already expecting the unexpected. What does this mean? Well, let's dissect that just a little bit. When I look at this and I see and I think about what Dave Castro has done over the past 5 or 6 years in recent memory for the CrossFit Open, most of the time he has a repeat workout in. Is there going to be a repeat workout? I don't know. And also, Dave Castro has been known to swerve the CrossFit universe very, very smartly. Whether you like Dave Castro or you don't like Dave Castro, he's a brilliant mind, and he knows how to mess with people. It's going to be very interesting to see what he comes up with this year. He already threw out some new standards with the burpees and the dumbbell snatches, so we are going to see those. I have no doubt in my mind whether we're going to see them week one or week five. We are going to see dumbbell snatches and burpees at some point, if not at multiple points, throughout the CrossFit Open this year that's starting in just a couple of weeks. But, man, I think it's going to be so interesting and so very fascinating to see what kind of curveballs he throws. Are they going to go away from the AMRAP style? I know last year they had a couple of workouts that were for time. Normally there's at least one, at least in previous years, there's always been at least one workout where it's for time and things like that. You know, is this first workout going to be something that's going to separate the top guys from the little guys right off the bat? Are there going to be muscle ups? I don't know if they should do that, or I think they should start out with a movement that everyone can do, because I'm pretty sure the open signups don't stop until after the week number one. So if you want to, after week number one, if you kind of want to say, okay, people are kind of waiting it out to see what the first workout's going to be, and then they'll sign up, or, you know, are you going to just kind of, boom, here it goes, here's the first workout. If you can't do it, well, sorry about your luck. Better luck next year. Get better, get fitter. Sincerely, Dave Castro. Well, I don't know, guys. I think it's going to be very, very interesting, and we're going to start previewing every single week leading up before the CrossFit Open. Our episodes release on Wednesdays. So before they release, we're going to actually preview the matchups, and then we're going to give you our guesses of what's going on from all the clues that we've gotten from Dave Castro throughout the week, if he even decides to give us any clues this year. I think that's going to be the biggest thing, too. He said it's going to be unlike any other Open that we've ever experienced before, to know the unknown and unexpected. I think that's kind of the basis of CrossFit. But he's right. You know, people, before the CrossFit Open even starts, people are thinking, okay, what workout from last year is going to be a good one for this year? You know what I mean? So, like, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what he comes up with and really how he formats things for not only his own mastermind plan of whatever, but how it's going to influence the rest of the Open. I think a lot of people out there people get nervous for the Open. Heck, I'm not even doing the Open this year, but whenever I do the Open, normally, and I'm not even one of the top athletes, I'm probably not even the top 100,000 in the world, but I am always so afraid whenever that CrossFit Open workout, because you know it's, okay, we can guarantee you three things that each CrossFit Open workout's going to bring. One, it's going to be painful. Two, it's going to be unique. And three, you're going to hate it once it, I mean, it's going to be one of the worst workouts you've done over the year. Whether you're fully prepared or not fully prepared, the Open brings out the best and the worst of athletes. And I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see kind of how things are going throughout the rest of the thing. Want to give a huge shout out before we get any further. I'm getting a lot of my information, guys, from Morning Chalk Up. It's a newsletter. It's a daily newsletter, Monday through Friday. I'm pretty sure sometimes they do things on the weekends, depending on what's going on. But I think it's very, very interesting to see just, you know, what kind of things are going on and hear news from things that you may have missed. There's so much algorithms and things like that go out on social media that are so different than what you are expecting that, you know what, sometimes you just got to kind of throw a little curveball in there and do what you got to do, because that's just the way things go. So Guys, go check out Morning Chalk Up. I think it's morningchalkup.com. They've got newsletters. You can kind of get all the biggest things. It's a quick read whenever it comes to you in the morning. They give you suggestions. We've been featured on there before. I sent in a story this last week, The Undertaker. I'm a big wrestling fan, as many of you guys know. The Undertaker was spotted wearing Metcons. I submitted that, and they shared it. So big, big thank you to the Morning Chalk Up. And guys, go check them out. They're one of the best newsletters in CrossFit, and I love getting their emails every single morning and kind of figuring out what's going on in the world of CrossFit, in the world of functional fitness. Guys, moving forward, and it's going to be a shorter episode today. And you know what? I think it's one of the biggest things in CrossFit and in the sport of functional fitness that we are expected to be ready for the CrossFit Open. It's the one time a year where everyone in the entire CrossFit world, if you choose to do it, you will sign up and you are going to destroy it. You know, it shares, and we're going to share more of this. I mean, I'm going to give you my kind of motivational speech next week going into the Open. But I think it's a good test. It's a good thing. But you know what? Just be expected that Dave Castro could throw in something that you're not expecting. And when he does that, don't be scared. Don't be like, okay, oh crap, what am I doing? Why am I doing this CrossFit Open? It's the worst decision I've ever made in my life. First off, if that's the worst decision you've ever made in your life to sign up for the CrossFit Open, your life is pretty darn freaking good. So I don't want to hear it. And it's going to be a test for everyone that is doing the Open. And man, I hope you guys are excited for it. I know Dave Castro likes to give hints and likes to give things because, you know what? He likes to freak people out and he likes to cause a stir in the CrossFit community. That's what Dave Castro is paid for. He is paid to get eyes on the product. He is paid to get money in the pockets of the CrossFit Games and Reebok and Rogue and all those people. He is paid to come up with workouts that some people are going to love, some people are going to hate, some people don't even care. But you know what? For the most part, Dave Castro, love him or hate him, and he's been on the podcast before. We've talked to him about kind of his strategy and where he gets. He's got a very, very difficult job. And think about it. There are so many people out there that hate Dave Castro, and Dave Castro probably will tell you he is the most hated man in CrossFit. You know what I mean? Like, whether you hate him or you love him, not many people love him, but he will probably tell you himself that he is the most hated man in the CrossFit universe. I don't think there's any question. People don't like him because they make, and most of the time, let's be honest, if you go to a CrossFit gym and you have a workout that you hate, most of the time you're going to be like, coaches, I hate you. Why are you programming this for me? I hate it. And they're just trying to make you better. Yes, Dave Castro may not know you personally, may not know what you go through, may not know that you're at the gym busting your ass every single day, but you know what? You're killing it. You know what? And Dave Castro knows that, and he wants to challenge you to try to make you a better athlete, a better person, and in the end of the day, try to make you accomplished and feel like you have done something amazing. Once week five is completed, these workouts are going to be hard. They're going to be tough, but you know what? It's going to be okay. You as an athlete are going to be okay. I promise. These workouts are going to suck. Oh, there's no question about it. These are going to be the hardest workouts that you've probably ever done. If this is your first time in the CrossFit Open, I know I'm going to do this next week too, so bear with me. But if this is your first time doing the CrossFit Open, don't worry. Just go out there and have fun. If this is your 15th time doing the CrossFit Open, if you've done every single CrossFit Open from the beginning of time, hey, just go out there and have some fun. I will never forget, every time I do the CrossFit Open workout, whether I'm signed up for the CrossFit Open, and you know what? I still may sign up for the CrossFit Open. I don't know. I'm doing a half marathon right in between, so maybe I'll miss a workout. But you know what? I'm still possibly planning on doing the CrossFit Open. I don't know how it's going to go, but you know what? Right now, it's something to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, and I can kind of relate to you guys a little bit better and kind of show you how painful things are. But nonetheless, guys, it's a fun time. And whether you're one of the top athletes in the world, that are listening to this or one of your, you're not one of the top athletes in the world, go out there, have fun. You're going to be nervous. It happens. It comes with the territory, but you know what? You are going to kill it. Whether you do better than you did last year or whether you did worse than you did last year. I think a lot of people are afraid of looking at their standings because we want to be better than the person next to us, or we want to do better than the person that we didn't beat last year or something like that. But you know what? Just go out there and have fun. Don't look at the scoreboard unless you really, really want to. Submit your scores, and that's it. They've got the app that you can check your standings and all that stuff week to week. But you know what? If you don't want to know, don't check it. Go out there, compete with yourself, and finish the workouts if you want to. Go out there, have fun, and I promise you are not going to you're not going to be sorry that you did. Guys, thanks so much for listening this week. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. Fellas, treat your ladies extra special today, even though you should treat them extra special every single day. Ladies, make sure your fellas are treating you extra special today. It's Valentine's Day. Enjoy it. All the love here from the Big Red Express to you. Huge shout out to my love of my life, Katie. I love you so much. She's my fiance. She's the love of my life. She's my best friend, and I love her with all my heart. Guys, happy Valentine's Day. Until next week, the Open is 2 weeks away. Are you ready? We'll talk to you next week, and more to come. All right, guys, have a good one.